Certainly, everybody here is aware that one of the ways that we gain insight into the essence of the parasha is by looking at the Haftarah. Yeshayahu HaNavi tells us, Kol HaNikra, all that is called, Vishmi L'chvodi B'Rasiv, Hashem says, brings kavod to me, Yitzartiv Av Asisiv. Three different ways of describing Hashem's creation. Bria, Yitzira, Asiya. Hotzi Am Iver Ve'inayim Yesh. Chereshim Ve'aznayim Lamo. Hashem took the Jewish people out. They had eyes, but they really couldn't see. They had ears, but they weren't really hearing. Sounds like Tehillim, right? As Naim Lahem Velo Yishmu, and Naim Lahem Velo Yiru. Kol Hagoyim Nikbitzu Yachdav, all the nations of the world would gather together. V'ye'osfu Le'umim. But Mivahem Yagidzos, but who will tell of my glory? V'rishonos Yashmi Unu, who will make people aware of all that I did? All that I did, all of the miracles that I wrought, yitznu edehem v'yitztaku, let them bear truthful witness, v'yishmu v'yomru emes, and let them speak the truth. Atem edai, you the Jewish people, I expect you to be my edim, to speak. Ne'um Hashem, v'avdi asher bacharti, you are my servant that I chose. L'ma'an tedu v'taminu li, v'tavinu ki ani hu. Lefanai lo notzar el, ve'acharai lo yehiyah. There shall not be anyone after me. So the theme, of course, of the Haftorah is our human responsibility, Shay, to use speech. To use speech appropriately to reflect on God's glory. Atem edai. What is an eduzev? That's why we call it hagadas edus, to give and bear witness. So, of course, the story begins with the fact that when we speak, we're actually acting in a divine way. It's an expression of v'halach da bidrachav, imitati yodei, imitating the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because that we know that the Ribbono Shel Olam himself is, in fact, the one who created the world through speech. As we say in our tefillos, Baruch She'amar, V'haya ha'olam, or as the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says that you have in your second source, and the Gra tells us what they were, Be'asara ma'amaros nivra ha'olam. 10 figures of speech, the world was created. Breishis bara lokim, v'yomer lokim ihior, v'yomer lokim ihirakia, v'yomer lokim ikavu hamayim, etc. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that creates through speech. And Hashem created human beings in his image, as we say, Vayivra Elokim es Adam Bitzalmo, Bitzalmo Elokim Bara Oso. And part of that, Tzalem Elokim, which is so important, the Mishnah Avos, you have it in the fifth source, tells us, Chaviv Adam Shenivra Bitzalmo Elokim, that even each and every human being is of inestimable value. Each and every human being is of non-quantifiable worth because each and every human being is created b'tzelem Elokim. And chiba yisera nodas lo shenivra b'tzelem. And when Hashem told us, just one second, that we've been created b'tzelem Elokim, that was an expression of his great love for us because he wanted us to know how much he valued us. And indeed, the pasuk which describes the creation of human beings, what we call our dual nature, on the one hand, min hatachtonim, that we were created from the earth below, but then God breathed into us something that was eternal and transcendent, what Chazal called min ha'elyonim. The pasuk says, vayitzer Hashem Elokim es ha'adam afar min ha'adama. We would have just been earthly creatures. We would have just been creatures that were like the dust of the earth, no different than any other aspect of creation, a plant, a tree. But then we had this encounter with the divine And the pasuk says, "Vayipach be'apav nishmas chayim." He breathed life into us. We went from being inanimate, immobile clay, to being something that was filled with the spirit of the divine. Vayipach be'apav nishmas chayim. Vayhi adam unefesh chayah. And Targum Unquus tells us, "Vayipach be'apav nishmas chayim." Vehavas be'adam liruach mimalala. That this divine element that he put into us, ruach mimalala, milim, miyamalo gevuros Hashem yashmiya kol tilaso, was our faculty and capacity for speech. That is the divine element within us. That is what defines us. In a divine fashion. Now Rashi takes a little bit of a different direction. Rashi says Deya Vidibur. It's our cognitive element. The Rambam says, or even more, our Deya than our Dibur, Hein Adam Hayak Echad Mimenu, that our capacity for cognitive action indeed is that which defines us. So the Targum Unklus tells us that human beings have been endowed with Tzelem Elokim, and that which defines that Tzelem Elokim is our capacity for speech. So now we know what the connection is. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu creates and constructs and brings into existence through speech, then we too can bring into existence, can create through speech. We can create speech which is constructive, productive. We can unfortunately create speech which is just the opposite. And in the beginning of Bereishis, the truth of the matter is that we have many positive examples of how Adam takes his role very seriously as partner with Hashem in creation in using speech. The first example, you have it here in the eighth source, is a Kadosh Baruch Hu brings all of the animals, the behemos and the chayos, to Adam, l'ros ma'yikralo, v'chol asher yikralo ha'adam, nefesh chaya hu shemo. Who names the animals? Adam. And that's appropriate because he's manifesting his Tzelem Elokim, his ruach mimalala, his capacity for speech. And it doesn't stop with the animals. But who else, of course, does Adam name? In that moment of glory, Zos Hapam, Etzem Me'atzamai, Uvasar Mi Bisari, Lizos, careful now, Yikare Isha, Kime Ish, Lukacha Zos. She's not Chava yet, she'll become Chava later. It's the first name change in the Torah, is Isha to Chava. We'll explain why that happens in just a second. And then he goes on to say, it's true Rashi says Ruach HaKodesh, but the pshat is that this was what Adam was saying. Zos HaPam, this is the time, this is the one. Etzem Me'atzamai Uvasar Mi'Bisari L'Zos Yikare Isha Ki Me'ishu Kacha Zos Alkein Ya'azov Ish Es Aviv Ve'es Imo V'Davak Bi'Ishto V'Hayu Levasar Echad. Where Adam uses speech to define Kedushas Ha'ishus, what an intimate relationship can be and should be. The Ramban says, because animals, when they want to procreate, when they want to create offspring, v'yolchu lahen, they simply abandon their mates. But when it comes to humanity, we've been elevated. We've been given the opportunity for Kedusha, v'dovak b'ishto. And so you see Adam using speech to consecrate, to identify that which is unique and singular and sanctified and consecrated and elevated. Adam is doing all of the right things when it comes to speech. But the truth of the matter is, that from this point on in the Torah, we see examples of how speech can be used in a particularly negative way. Of course, the Nachash seduces through speech. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu confronts first the Isha and then the Adam, Instead of taking accountability, what do they use speech to do, each of them, very obviously? Exactly, to fail to take accountability. The Isha says, I was seduced. And before that, Adam seems to blame it on her and on Hashem. Ha'isha asher natata imadi, it's your fault. You gave me this woman, and now this is the result, Hashem. You're the one who's ultimately responsible for all of this. That's obviously a problem. And that's a very significant problem, because speech is being used to deflect accountability. But now Adam recovers. And it's at this point that Adam elevates the Isha. Instead of denigrating her, rejecting her, Noam, repudiating her, he has a much greater appreciation for her now. Because what was Adam's punishment in the wake of the Eitz Hadas? What does Hashem say? Well, okay, that he's going to have to, but he was always going to have to work. The land is now going to give him mixed results. But what's the ultimate punishment, Oliver? Exactly right. Outstanding. Ki afar ata ve'el afar tashuv. The introduction of mortality, of death. And now, Micah, you'll appreciate this greatly. Now what does Adam do? But he transforms the identity of the Isha Tachava. He says, you know what? She's not really just Isha, means Kime Ish Lukachazos, but she's Chava. You know why she's Chava? Ki hi haisa aim kol chai. She is the mother of all that lives. Why do you think, Shay, that all of a sudden Adam changes Chava's name from Isha to Chava? Why does he use speech in that way? If mortality has been introduced, if death is now a part of the world as we know it, so what does he now appreciate about her that he didn't appreciate before, Charlie? That she's capable of bringing life into the world. Outstanding. And that capacity to bring life, that capacity to bring life into this world is so much more valuable now, clearly, because mortality exists. And that's deeply logical. He's using speech in the right way. He's elevating her. And this is all the more impressive because he might have denigrated her. He might have said, you know, you're the one that caused my downfall. But instead he elevates her and he sees something within her that's extremely powerful. Let me go on to the next example. We'll certainly leave time for so many different questions, and there are questions and important questions that need to be presented. The next major incident in Parshas Bereishis, of course, is Cain and Hevel. And we know the preamble to the story. Somehow Cain's korban is rejected. We're not sure why, but the Torah makes it seem that it wasn't so much the problem with Cain's korban, even though that's the popular interpretation, that Hevel's korban was better. But the Pasuk says, Ve'el Kayin ve'el minchasa lo sha'ah, that it was a rejection of Kayin. And then Hashem says to him, but you know, if you do tshuva, things can and will be different. Halo im teitiv se'et, ve'im lo teitiv lapetach chatat roveitz, ve'elecha teshukato ve'atatim sholbo. But Kayin doesn't get the message, and he's demoralized, and he's depressed. Take a look now at what the Torah says. Vayomer Kayin el Hevel Achiv. Kayin speaks to Hevel. We don't know what he says. There's so many different opinions in the Mefarshim. Some say he seduced him into the field. Some say he told him what Hashem told him. Some said they were fighting over control of the world. The bottom line is the Torah doesn't say what they were talking about. Vayomer Kayin el Hevel Achiv. Vayibi Osamba Sadeh. Vayakum Kayin el Hevel Achiv. Vayahargehu. And Cain slaughters Hevel. And if you ask me, why didn't the Torah tell us what they were speaking about, is that's exactly the point. You know why the Torah omitted that? I think it was deliberate. Vayomer Cain el Hevel Achiv. The Torah says that there was a breakdown in speech. When people stop talking to each other, Hence, the Torah leaves out what they were talking about. When they're no longer capable of engaging in dialogue, you know what follows, unfortunately? Violence and even murder. When we can no longer talk to each other, there was a tragedy in the United States of America last night. Instead of a normal presidential debate, what happened? You have two people who don't talk to each other. What a tragedy. People should talk. This is my idea. This is your idea. I appreciate why you would say that, but here's why I look at it differently. Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, Abaye and Rava, Rav and Rav Yochanan, Rav Huna, Rav Chista. To appreciate other points of view, we're not talking about having a mathematician debate somebody who says 2 + 2 = 5. We're not talking about, you know, conspiracy theorists and QAnon. They don't deserve a voice. But people who are a bar hachi or qualified to an opinion, let them talk. Let them talk. Share ideas. It was the failure of Amira that led to this terrible outcome. And Hashem says, Vayomer Hashem el Kayin, it's so meduyak in the psukim, Ehem el achicha. And Kayin, what does he do again? He uses speech, as Netanel would so aptly say, to shift and to avoid responsibility. Lo yadati hashomer achi anochi. I don't know, am I my brother's guardian? Vayomer me'asita. So Hashem says, what have you done? Kol d'mei achicha tzoakim elai min hadama. Hevel's voice may have been silenced, but you know what I can still hear, says the Ribbono Shel Olam? Kol d'mei achicha tzoakim elai min ha'adama. Hevel may no longer have a voice, but what sound can I hear? The sound of his blood, excellent, crying forth from the ground. The sound of his blood crying forth from the ground. Kol d'mei achicha tzoakim elai min adama. It's a different sound that I hear. And of course the parsha ends in a rather depressing way with Hashem saying that he rejects what the people have become. And he uses Amira instead of this time creating the world. But tragically, Hashem uses Amira to commit to destroying the world. Vayomer Hashem imcha es ha'adam. I shall erase humanity. Asher barati me'al pnei adama me'adam ad be'emad remes anop ha'shamayim. Ki nichamti ki asitim. Ki nichamti ki asitim. I regret that I ever created them. So the Amira, Be'asara Ma'amaros Nivra Ha'olam, this Amira, unfortunately, is now counteracted by an Amira in which Hashem promises to bring the world to its destruction. Amira, we saw today, is at the very definition of our humanity. Amira is at the core of who we are in terms of Tzalem Elokim, the Havas Ba'adam L'Ruach Memalala. We can use speech like Hashem did to create worlds. We could use speech to destroy worlds. Let's not forget, and the Ramban wrote that seminal essay, Kedoshim Tihiyu, one of the three areas that the Ramban defined for us as the avenue towards Kedusha was lo yedaber ke'echad min ha'nevalim, the purity of our speech. He's not talking about lashon hara, motzi shem ra. He's not talking about if you violate an avera. He's talking about the way that we speak, because language is a window to the soul. And if a person speaks appropriately, modestly, if a person speaks in a refined manner, and not in a crass manner. And as we read in Koheles, Devei Chachamim Benachas Nishma'im, understated, this is a kiyum and the mitzvah daraisa, kedoshim tihiyu. It's extremely important for us to understand. It's extremely important for us to appreciate. We live in a world where, quite sadly, speech has become denigrated largely through social media and texting, where we don't put thought into our words. But we have to understand that it's nothing less than Kedoshim to you. It's nothing less than our Tzelem Elokim, our Ruach Memalala. It's that which makes us unique. We can be like Hashem and use speech to create the world, V'asara ma'amaros nivra ha'olam. Or unfortunately, we could use speech like Adam and Chava did, and then Cain later did, to deflect responsibility. In the breakdown of speech, we see violence. Vayomer Cain el hevel achiv, vayisbi osam basadeh. Vayakom Cain el hevel achiv, vayahargehu. Let us all commit to using speech in all of the right ways and elevate us from the perspective of Kedoshim to Hiyu. As Yeshayahu said in the Haftorah, Mi vahem yaged zos? Who will be the ones that will speak the truth? Atem edai ne'um Hashem. The Jewish people are meant to be the ones who are magid edus, to tell of God's glory, and to do it in a way that's reflective of our Tzelem Elokim. Zev had a question, and then Micah as well.